You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are, of course, now joined by Emma Rusak about their to talk about their new single, About the Girl. How are we doing, Emma?
Hello, very well, thanks. And thank you for pronouncing my last name correctly.
It is Rusak?
Yeah.
Do some people go Rusak?
They go Rusak, yeah.
But there's no O
there,
which is
fine.
So,
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. I can see how people will get
well, anyway,
confused.
Thank you.
No, of course. Now, big question to start off our corridor. Who is the girl in question on About the Girl?
Well, several girls. Me.
Mm-hmm.
A good friend of mine, who I'm not going to reveal their name.
No, of course.
And, and the character from the movie Tar, the central character that was played by Cate Blanchett.
I've yet to see that.
I kind of remember that. It's a really good movie. It's really good.
Very good things.
That movie kind of inspired the song in a way.
Awesome. I love when movies inform things. Movies are great. The last project you've released was in 2021. What have you been up to between now and then? Have you just been recording for this new record? Have you been chilling out? Have you been doing other stuff?
Working a 9-to-5. Working a 9-to-5 in Melbourne. Yeah,
true.
That's what I've been doing.
True.
Yeah. And also, I'm in another band called Snowy Band. So we have put out some music in that time, but yeah, really it's just been working full time and leaning into that part of myself, the boring part.
the grind, the daily grind. Are you in like professional services? Are you in hospital? Are you in what's your 9-to-5? If that's all right.
I'm in the world of law.
In the world of law, that's so sick.
Yeah, personal injury law, is that very exciting? I don't know.
That sounds super exciting.
It's more just sad. It's just more sad.
I imagine. I've got a brother who works in health insurance, and he says it's a hard job sometimes.
Oh, look, but, you know, I'm sure your brother can attest to the fact that it feels, you know, there's something good about being able to help people when they're in a bind because the justice system is not necessarily fair or just. It's a tough world out there for some people, so it's good to be able to help.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, sorry. Now there's a very crucial decision that you made on this new song. You decided you would not use violins and you were instead going to use modulated vocals, which kind of appear on the end of the main chorus. Why was that?
Well, resourcing mainly, also the person who co-produced the album and obviously the song, John Lee, who I've been working with for a very long time, he said, you should just do it. You should just sing it. Sing the lines that you've arranged. And so I did. And I think it worked out pretty well.
Very awesome. I think it definitely worked out very well. You've got quite a minimalist songwriting style or approach on these this song and your previous single that you released quite recently, which differs, I think, quite a lot from writing on your last record with Lachlan Denton.
Yes.
What inspired this change? Yes. What inspired this change in your pen game?
I don't know if it's laziness. It could be. But also, I mean, with a lot of my solo stuff, it's always been quite sparse. And the songs that I wrote this time were, you know, very not many chords, very like minimal kind of finger picking kind of style, I suppose. And we didn't want to mess with that too much when we went in to record, so that's kind of what came out. And you know, I decided not to work with any musicians apart from the person who I worked with in the studio, so I guess that's where it's quite minimal. That's how that sound was produced.
True. That's real fascinating. speaking of this kind of...
Is it actually?
I think it is. Yeah, for sure. I think speaking to the more of these changes, I guess, as well, going into your back catalogue, there used to be more of kind of a folky approach, and now we're going into a more synthy, slightly distorted...
A funky approach. No, I've not heard that before.
A synthy approach.
Oh, okay, right.
Funky. And a slightly distorted approach as well. On Everything Is Big, there's some really, you know, distorted guitars. And a more drum machine driven sound as well. Is this big because you're not working with other musicians, or you're just taking a different approach creatively?
I think it's not working with other musicians. Like, you know, we used what we had at our disposal, which John Lee, the co-producer and mixer and you know, person who did everything in the studio, he has a lot of synthesizers, and so he knows his way around a synth, and so we kind of just used what we had, and not many you know, there's no bass on the album, which is different, and yeah, so yeah, we just used what we had at our disposal, and that happened to be synthesizers and drum machine.
I like that when art is kind of created out of a very kind of strict criterion.
Yes.
It's really interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, there's a local band here called Koizilla, and they recently released a new single where they challenged themselves to stick to three chords. And
oh wow, they also cool. I like that.
Yeah. They did a real good job with it too. Anyway, more about you. Sorry, the song that you put out about the girl. It details, from what I took, it kind of details a complicated relationship. I.e., the lines "Go out for one drink, stay for four. Look what you've done to me. Now I want more." Is there going to be more kind of sad material like this on the record?
Did you say sad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. It's tragic.
Hell yeah.
It's an absolute tragedy of an album. but you know, I like to think that most of my music has some element of hope, and relatability as well. And you know, I like to think that I'm just being real. And I think that anyone that enjoys my music, I don't know how many of them are out there, but you know, there are a few.
Definitely a few.
can kind of, you know, they like that about me, and can just relate to what I'm saying and can feel it too, and they like being real as well. So that's really what I'm all about. It's my MO.
For sure. And can we expect any more singles to come out before your album comes out on the 23rd of August?
Definitely. I think there will be a couple more singles coming out. And you know what? There's actually a slightly happy one. So that's good.
Cool. Very excited. Is it like happy, like Pharrell Williams happy, or...?
not Pharrell Williams happy, although if I could write a song like that, I'd be a very rich person. But not Pharrell Williams happy.
I mean, your songs have been credited on The Walking Dead. Maybe they might show up on the next Despicable Me movie. Who knows?
Yes. Well, actually, that is an interesting thing, because you know, I never would have thought a song like that. I mean, that kind of blew up, and I still get, you know, quite a fair bit of, like, you know, I get nice royalties as a result of that Walking Dead.
You get that Walking Dead and money, that AMC money.
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, I think that, and that's a very sad song, a very contemplative kind of song, that people, you know, really were drawn to. And I think, I mean, it took me by surprise, and it's a really cool thing.
I guess, did they ask you before? I mean, they must have asked you to clear it, but I mean, did you have any idea that they were going to do that?
I mean, I had no idea that they would use pretty much the entire song.
That's incredible.
For the episode, and it was quite it was like a scene in a movie, you know. It was a really big scene, a really big part of that episode. And I actually think they did such a good job. with the song. And I mean, I'd never seen the show before in my life. and that episode was quite good. Or the last 10 minutes of that episode was quite good.
Specifically just when my song plays, it's great.
just watch for my song, if I'm being honest.
It's just my song, people. Awesome. lastly, while I have you here on this morning, I won't hold you up too much because you're on the way to the airport.
I am.
Do you have any New Zealand shows down the pipeline, you reckon? Maybe come here for a wee New Zealand tour sometime?
I don't, but last time I played in New Zealand, I was not in a good state. I was rather inebriated, and I made a bit of a fool of myself, so hopefully New Zealand will one day want me back, but...
Are you banned from the Sky Tower in Auckland? Is that what happened?
Banned from the Sky Tower? Yeah, no. I don't know if I'm blacklisted, but hopefully one day I will get over there and play a sober show, which would be really, really something.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's either that or I'll have to come to Melbourne and have a look at the shows. Very keen to see you live at some point. But yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, I won't hold you up. You're at the airport, so we'll call it quits there. Thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, of course. My treat. All right, that was Emma Rusak talking on their new track About the Girl, which you can find on streaming platforms such as Spotify. We're going to play it for you right now, I reckon. This is, of course, the Radio 1 Late Breakfast Show with your boy Hoff Trough. And what do we have going on for the show? Well, we do still have a giveaway if you'd like to enter the draw to win a Shapeshifter vinyl, specifically their record, The System is a Vampire. All you have to do to win that record on vinyl is text in to 0212 Radio 1. Let me know what you think is the coolest vampire. This is the last chance you can cash in that check. Text in to 0212 Radio 1. Let me know what you think the coolest vampire is. You could be in the draw to win that Shapeshifter record. You know, after this, there's no chances, there's no going back. It's going to go to someone else. Anyway, we're going to get into a song. So here is Emma Rusak's About the Girl. Hope you're having a great day. This is Radio 1. Talk to you very shortly. Bye.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.